Anyway, I hope you're beginning to see a little. The Lord needs you to meet him in the morning. Then this portion in John 20. Right, this is Mary the Magdalene. It says, now on the first day of the week, Mary the Magdalene came early to the tomb while it was yet dark and saw the stone taken away from the tomb. So this is the day, this was 3 days after, right? The Lord was crucified. Eventually, she just couldn't help herself. She couldn't help herself. She had to see the Lord. And so she rose up early before everyone else, before anything was happening. And she went to the tomb to see the Lord, to find the Lord. And when she went there, right, she came to the tomb. And I wanted to put a majority of the chapter on, but I'll just, you can go read it for yourself. She comes to the tomb and she sees he's not there. She sees he's not there. Oh, he's not there. So she goes and she tells the disciples. She goes and tells John and Peter. And they get up and they run to the tomb. And John gets there and looks in and sees he's not there. And then Peter rushes in. And all they see is the folded up grave clothes, right? The handkerchief. And they realize, oh, the Lord's not here. So it says, then they went back to their own home. And after, you know, so her response was right. Oh, you know, he's not here. Let me go find the brothers. Where is he? Then these verses that we have here, where she's standing there weeping outside the tomb, right? They were satisfied. You know, they came and they saw the fact. Yep, Lord's not there. Right? And they go home. They go home. Okay? Lord's not here. But she was not satisfied. It's there. It's early in the morning. And she is just there weeping. What? And she's asking. Actually, she sees two angels and she asks them. She actually doesn't. You know, the brothers probably had some idea. Oh, you know, even though they didn't understand so much, they realized, oh, the Lord's resurrected. But she didn't figure it out. Because she's still there. Where have you taken him? Where have you laid his body? She loved the Lord so much. She just wanted to see him. And at this point, even though he wasn't in the grave, she didn't even have any idea that he was resurrected. So the brothers were clear, but she didn't care. They had the fact, but she wanted the Lord himself. So she says, so she turned backward, right, and beheld Jesus. Because she was seeking him in such a way, she got to see Jesus. Amen. She was able to behold him. Actually, this is what our morning time needs to be. Right? With her, you get the sense, right, when you read these, right? Even there's a sense of desperation. Right? She's just beside herself in tears, weeping. Where have you laid him? It says, right, even she answers the Lord, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away. Right? She just wanted to find him and care for him. But she was beside herself, weeping, wanting the Lord. And even the Lord recognizes, right? He said, whom are you seeking? Whom are you seeking? When you get up in the morning to spend time with the Lord, whom are you seeking? Whom, right? This is the point. You're coming to a person. Right? The key question in the morning is, whom are you seeking? Whom are you seeking? Because she was seeking the person of the Lord, she got to behold him. And if you consider the circumstances and his response, this was an incredible thing. Because the Lord himself had risen early in order to resurrect to the Father. for the Father's satisfaction. And consider that. The Lord, in his humanity, even in his resurrection, as a man, he was still rising up early for the satisfaction of the Father. And even before the Father got to see him, Mary got to see him. So he had to tell her, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Right? Because what here in my humanity, in the freshness of my resurrection, that's for the Father. Do you realize if she didn't have such a seeking heart, we wouldn't even know. Do you realize that? We wouldn't even know that he secretly ascended. Right? Unless this sister was so desperate, we wouldn't even know. Because he resurrected outwardly 40 days later. Right? That's taken as the, you know, that's the resurrection. But he actually, on the day of his resurrection, secretly ascended for the Father's satisfaction. And the only reason why we know is there was a desperate sister seeking him who wouldn't be satisfied, right, until she saw him. And so he gave her a particular speaking. Right? He said to her, do not touch me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers. Go to my brothers and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father. Right? He was telling them now, right? We now have the same Father. We're brothers. And we have the same Father. We have the same life and nature. We're now the same in my resurrection. Right? Go to my brother, my God and your God. You know, if you read 1 Peter 1:3, Peter there states, right, the fact that in resurrection we were all regenerated. Amen. You know how he knows that? I mean, he came to the tomb and he saw the fact that the Lord wasn't there. But he didn't know the significance of it. Right? The only way he could write that verse in his epistle was because after Mary had this experience, she came and announced it to the disciples. The significance of his resurrection was revealed to this sister. Otherwise, that was how we know. We were regenerated in his resurrection. We were made his brothers in resurrection because of her desperation. And she got the Lord's direct speaking. He spoke to her. And he revealed to her what had just happened. I resurrected, and now we're brothers. You were regenerated in my resurrection. That's why he could say such a thing. And eventually she told the disciples. And eventually Peter, oh, he got clear. Right? And when he wrote it, right? Oh, we're all regenerated in his resurrection. Right? But this actually, her coming to him in her desperation, is seeking him, allowed him to reveal something. Right? This was for his sake. Right? On the one hand, oh, she got satisfied. Oh, I found the Lord. I got to see the Lord. But really, the Lord needed to unveil something to the disciples concerning the significance of his resurrection. I think this is, you know, sort of why he was willing to interrupt it. Right? Right? They were satisfied with just the fact that he wasn't there anymore. But they needed to see, oh, we're now the brothers of the firstborn. Right? So, eventually, you have to realize, right, our time in the morning isn't just for ourselves. It's personal. It is affectionate. It is intimate. It's a time to love the Lord. A time to just give our whole being to the Lord. To our whole attention. Right? Everything is there is for the Lord. But that's for his need. For his need. Eventually, this is how the churches are cared for. You have to realize, eventually, you know, we practice the prophesying in the meetings. Well, Mary here was practicing the first prophecy. She was reporting what the Lord had told her. She came saying, I've seen the Lord. Right? So everything actually in our life, in our living, has to issue out of this. Right? Our spending time with the Lord in the morning.